Well, that's one view. Let's hear another. This one very much in favour of President Trump's decision. Mark Morano is a former advisor to the Republican Party on the environment. He's also editor of the climate skeptic website Climate Depot.
This is a true Donald Trump leadership. Donald Trump has been consistent over the last several decades as an America first and someone who looked at the art of a deal. And he had pledged to exit the UN climate treaty. And he stood up today in front of an American president. He stood up against groupthink. He stood up against media intimidation, against celebrity intimidation, against other world leaders and allies intimidation. And he stood strong for what he believed in and bucked the system and withdrew from this treaty. And this was a defining moment, I believe, of his presidency. And whether these world leaders, no matter how angry they seem to be at the moment about Donald Trump, whether they're talking to Angela Merkel or Elizabeth May, they are going to respect him for standing up and keeping his campaign pledge and defying the world opinion of him.
It's not closing the door on the deal altogether, because he's left it open for the idea of renegotiating it on better terms for the US. So actually, America could be back in.
Yes, my hope is that that was a throwaway line. I don't know that that's actually, we've already hearing reports that no one wants to renegotiate this. I don't think he would be open actually to renegotiating, because the whole premise is wrong. The idea of limiting emissions, if you are concerned about emissions, and I don't think Donald Trump is, and are certainly American skeptics, and most of the people who voted for Donald Trump are not worried about global warming. You would not do it through central planning of a United Nations treaty where UN bureaucrats openly talk about redistributing wealth and climate funds and redistributing wealth by climate policy. You would do it through technology and innovation. And you don't need a UN treaty to do that. The US is a leader in that. Look what we've done with natural gas fracking. So the UN is essentially irrelevant. This is a feel-good symbolic treaty. And Donald Trump showed true American leadership. This is a huge issue. Donald Trump may not even realize the depth to which his courage is going to ruffle feathers, because this is crossing over into the area of theological and religion. That's how people view climate change. This is something Donald Trump touched a nerve, and this is going to outrage people pretty much like nothing he's done so far as president. This is going to be probably the biggest uproar so far.
Okay, if you're not worried about emissions, you've got to be worried about jobs. And a lot of people out there who think that Donald Trump's claims about how many jobs, for example, in the coal industry, quitting this agreement will bring, are totally unrealistic.
Well, and that's a good point in terms of right now, because the treaty obviously is the pact is obviously a voluntary with no penalties at the moment. But every 5 years, it's going to be ratcheted up. So I think what Donald Trump was doing is saying, unless we get out now and break this vicious cycle, we're going to be continued to ratchet up. We want to get rid of the framework and the whole network of this whole UN treaty, so the next president can't keep tightening the noose. Because you don't need it. If Al Gore is correct, if the United Nations is correct, if all these green energy people are correct, and there's so much money to be made, and the U.S. is now not going to be a leader because we're not in this, that's nonsense. If there's money to be made, we don't need central planners at the United Nations dictating it in annual meetings in exotic locations to determine the future of energy economies. We need innovation. We need technology. You don't need this symbolic treaty.
Mark Morano of ClimateDepot.com, many thanks.
And other people have taken to social media to echo some of those sentiments. Benjamin Smith says, we have some pretty high standards already. We don't need more because of some treaty with a nation or group of nations that don't matter. That's a comment on Facebook. And this by Judith McKinley Hogan, also on Facebook. The Paris Agreement was illegal because it wasn't ratified by our US Senate. Once Obama and Kerry thought they ruled us as king and prince of the United States. Share your views too, please, either joining the discussion on Facebook or you can text us. This is Newsday.